You're listening to Live and Local on Belfast Community Radio. We're hearing the Christmas concert of the Penn Bay Singers, recorded December 15th, 2019. The concert consists of Dickens' Christmas Carol, mixed in with various holiday music. The voices you'll be hearing are Jim Rose as Scrooge and Carlton Smith as the various ghosts and other characters. I'm sure a few of you are familiar with how the story of Scrooge comes out, so let's have no spoilers for those who've not heard it before.
He was suddenly aware of all the hopes, dreams, and cares he had long forgotten. He recognized every gatepost, tree, the church, the little village where the farmers on horses went down the lane. Scrooge followed the spirit into the schoolyard and saw the last few boys with their trunks boarding a carriage for home for the Christmas holidays.
The school is not quite deserted. A solitary child, neglected by his friends, is left there still.
Scrooge followed as the spirit led him into a classroom where sat a young boy alone at his desk. Scrooge wept to see his poor, forgotten self, and he suddenly remembered the boy singing a carol at his door and said aloud, "I should have given something to that boy last night. But it's too late now.
Let us see another Christmas."
The vision of Scrooge's younger self seemed to change before his eyes, and there he was, an older boy, alone again, but desperately striding back and forth in the same schoolroom. Scrooge looked toward the door in time to recognize a young girl, his little sister Fanny, as she rushed to hug his older self.
"Oh, Ebenezer! Home, home, she cried as she tugged him through the door to the courtyard and the waiting carriage. "Since he fell ill, Father is so much kinder than he used to be. and he spoke so gently to me, I was not afraid to ask once more if you might come home, and he said yes, and sent me in a coach to bring you back, for you are to be the man of the house now. Your sister was so delicate a child. She died a married woman, leaving a baby boy.
Yes, my nephew. Forgive me, dearest Fan, for blaming him for your death and ignoring your last wish to care for him.
Oh. On that sad note, the spirit performed its magic, and now they stood at the entrance of a warehouse door. Do you know this place?
Know it? I was apprenticed here. They went in at sight of an old gentleman sitting behind a desk. Scrooge cried in great excitement, "Why, it's old Fezziwig! Bless my heart, alive again! My first apprenticeship was with him. Such a good fellow he was, famous for his charity and the Christmas Eve socials he gave for his employees."
Old Fezziwig laid down his pen, looked up at the clock, rubbed his hands, adjusted his capacious waistcoat, laughed so heartily he nearly fell from his stool, and called out, "Yo-ho there, Ebenezer and Dick!" Scrooge's former self, now a grown young man, came briskly in, followed by his fellow apprentice.
"Bless me, yes, there he is, dear Dick Wilkins."
"Yo-ho, my boys," chuckled Fezziwig. "No more work tonight. It's Christmas Eve, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up and clear away, lads. Let's have a lot of room in here."
It was done in a minute. Every movable packed off, floor swept, lamps trimmed, fuel heaped on the fire, and the warehouse became as bright as a ballroom as any you would desire to see on a winter's night. In came Mrs. Fezziwig and the three Miss Fezziwigs, carrying garlands and heaps of food and drink. They bustled about till the hall was festooned with Christmas greenery and the tables were piled high with holiday delicacies. Fiddlers turned up as dancers hurried into the floor ready for a reel. Scrooge saw the young Ebenezer lead a pretty young girl onto the floor, and with a sudden pang, he recalled this was his first dance with his dear Belle.
"Tomorrow shall be my dancing day. I would my true love give so chance to see the legend of my play, to call my true love to my dance, sing, oh my love, oh my love, my love, my love. This have I done for my true love. Then was I born a virgin pure, of her I took fleshly substance. Thus was I knit to man's nature, to call my true love to my dance, sing, oh my love, oh my love, my love, my love. This have I done for my true love. In a manger wrapped and laid I was, so very poor this was my chance, betwixt an ox and a silly poor ass, to call my true love to my dance, sing, oh,
Fezziwig expended on the festivities, replied Scrooge. The happiness he gave to us was as great as if... as if it cost a fortune. And he thought remorsefully, I'd like to be able to say a word or two to my clerk just now, but alas, I am too late.
Is something the matter?
Nothing in particular. Trying without success to arrange his face into a smile.
The spirit touched Scrooge's sleeve, and the scene changed in an instant.
Scrooge now saw himself a man in his prime. His face had begun to wear the signs of care and avarice, and there was a greedy, restless motion in his eyes. He was not alone, but sat beside a fair young woman. With a wrench of his heart, Scrooge saw it was Belle, and that tears sparkled on her cheeks. She was taking off his ring from her finger.
Over time, Ebenezer, I've seen your love for me displaced by another, whom you now idolize, Belle was saying.
What idol has displaced you?
A golden one. I have seen your nobler aspirations fall off one by one until your master passion, gain, engrosses you.
Even if I have grown so much wiser, what then? I am not changed toward you.
Our contract is an old one, made when we were both poor and content to be so. When that commitment was made, you were another man. You have changed, and no longer can imagine being wed to one as poor as I. Here is the ring you gave me to plight your troth. I release you. May you be happy in the life you've chosen. She turned and left him standing there, once again alone.
Spirit, show me no more. Conduct me home.
Why do you torture me?
One shadow more.
No more. I don't wish to see it. Show me no more.
But the relentless spirit forced him to observe what happened next. They were now in another time and place, a handsome room full of comfort. Near a winter fire sat a beautiful young girl, so like Belle, Scrooge thought it was she, until he saw her, now a comely matron sitting opposite her daughter. The room was perfectly tumultuous with several children, much laughter, games, and the singing of carols. There came a knocking at the door, and such a rush ensued that Belle, laughing, was borne toward the door by the boisterous group in time to greet the father, who was laden with Christmas toys and presents.
Belle, said the husband as he kissed her cheek, I saw an old friend of yours this afternoon.
Who was it?
Mr. Scrooge it was. I passed his office window, as it was not yet shut up, and he had a candle inside. There he sat alone, quite alone in the world, I do believe. Oh, spirit, remove me from this place. Leave me, take me back, haunt me no longer.
I told you, these were the shadows of things that have been. They are what they are. Do not blame me. At that, the spirit began to glow till its light became blinding, and Scrooge was suddenly conscious of being exhausted and also of suddenly being in his own bedroom. He had barely time to reel into bed before he sank into a heavy sleep.
You're listening to Live and Local on Belfast Community Radio. We're bringing you the 2019 holiday concert of the Penobscot Bay Singers. The group is directed by Richard Dosti, and the accompanist is Linnea Johnson. Jim Rose is playing the part of Scrooge, and Carlton Smith is providing the voice of the ghosts and other characters. We'll have the second part of the concert at the start of the next hour. Until then, I've got some miscellaneous Christmas music for you. That includes a couple of versions of Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. The first was recorded in 2007 in Nashville by studio musicians as part of a Christmas album project. It was never released. It was going to be a hidden special track. The thing about it is that these excellent musicians have worked very hard to make the worst version of Sleigh Ride ever. Their instruments are in tune, but everything is completely out of time. I hope musicians out there will find this amusing. That was a famous and mighty contender for the title of the worst piece of Christmas music ever recorded. It was done by some studio musicians in Nashville in 2007. in one take, as a joke, a completely rhythmically murdered version of Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. Here's another version of Sleigh Ride from a Phil Spector Christmas album from the 1960s, The Ronettes Do Sleigh Ride. From 1963, that was the Ronettes' version of Sleigh Ride. After some announcements, we'll continue on with miscellaneous Christmas music, and at the start of the next hour, the second half of the Penobscot Bay Singers' Christmas Concert, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and friends. Happy holidays from your neighbors at Belfast Community Radio.